cold of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 6th of November 2009. For newcomers, I always suggest you look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website and scroll down. You'll see the other sites I have up there. Bookmark them for future use in case the big ones go down again, which they will. And that way you can always get the latest audio for download. And there's a bunch to choose from. There's cuttingthrough.jenkness.com, very dependable site. cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca, Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, and Alan Watt, sentinel.eu. The last one, remember, is a European site where you can also download, along with the audios, you can download transcripts of a lot of the talks I've given in the past, and they're written in the various languages of Europe. I should also mention, too, that one of my books now is also in Spanish, and that's waiting for a miracle. You'll see it's, I don't think I've got it up on the site yet, but I'll put it up probably tomorrow. And anyone who wants to get a copy in Spanish, you're welcome to get in touch with me. And remember that you bring me to you, you are the listeners, and no one backs me here. And believe you me, like, I'm sure we all know this, but money goes like water now. Expenses are so darned high. It's called quantitative easing, which means inflation. And in Canada, even the foodstuffs gone up about 30% because of government interference with the farming over many years, plus the so-called quantitative easing inflation, and also because they're paying farmers not to grow foods, they're growing biofuels. So this is really the outcome of it. We're all going to suffer, we are suffering. And at the same time, Canada being part of the British Empire, and yes, this still is a British Empire, you pay extra for all energy. It's going up and up and up for everything all the time. So I appreciate your help for those few who donate to me and for those who buy the books and the discs and so on I have for sale. That keeps me going. Very important. And one day, if it doesn't, if I can't even, if I have to go back in and I don't have the savings to go into, to be honest with you, but if I have to go in and try and borrow money to keep going, I'll just go off the air and go and earn money somewhere else, quite easy, or take small groups again who are willing to pay thousands just for a weekend. And the reason I've been doing this is because it's an imperative that the knowledge that I have and other people have who studied this their whole lives gets it out to the public, because there are people, individuals scattered across the planet who know there's something awfully wrong. They just don't know what it is. They blame themselves often for not fitting in. It's because they're thinkers and they see and observe and they use their own perceptions and come to their own conclusions. They will not fit in with the brainwashed mob. It doesn't happen that way. So they blame themselves. So I try to get through to those people to show, no, you're not crazy. It's the world that really has been pulled over your eyes. Just like wool pulled over your eyes. We've all been hoodwinked and brought up in a scientific indoctrinational system. So, as I say, keep supporting me. I need it desperately right now. And if I had to bring advertisers on, you would just have another one-hour ad as I bring on a guest who will scare the bejesus out of you and then offer the solution of whatever they're selling at the end. And that's a bit deceptive to an extent, but it would certainly pay me. So it's up to you to keep it going the way it is. And you can also use personal checks for US and Canada, international postal money orders from the US to Canada if you want. There's PayPal, there's Western Union, there's MoneyGram, or cash. It's up to you. Back in a moment after these messages.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcast.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the Matrix. The Matrix is the big system, the reality, the Plato's cave in which you've been born. And everyone in that cave, that's your neighbors, your friends, and so on, who've had the same perfect indoctrination, will never figure out the big picture. Everything has to relate to what you've been taught to see and believe in that cave. And that's what Plato went on about, an old, old technique, because realities are given to the populace to suit those who rule. And the realities of those who rule, compared to what they give you to believe in, are worlds, in fact, universes apart. Universes. And, of course, there's multi-layers in between to manage the people at the bottom. Then you have the media in the middle. They pass on the propaganda to the public, tell you what to talk about. And it even tells you, you know, what they think about you, because everything to them at the top is a joke. Everything's a joke. You have to look into what a Yahoo means, for instance. Look at what Yahoo means and Gulliver's Travels, because technically they're telling us we're Yahoos. And then Google is something a baby splutters out. Google, you see. And that's what they give you. And then they give you something to twitter with, where your birds twitter. Just chatter and twitter. It means nothing. Just this noise, you see. Keeps you busy, keeps you obsessed into different kinds of chats. Plus you're giving all your info out all the time on your state of mind. And that's all being observed. That's what the internet is for. A net is something you catch fish in. It's also called the web. You get stuck on a web. And there's always a spider watching. puts you in a cocoon, you can't move. It's hypnotizing, you're stuck on the web. It's quite the world we truly live in. And it reminds me too of what Kissinger and Brzezinski and others have written about and spoken about in their interviews, where they're geopoliticians, you see. They're into long-term and long-range strategies of how to take a whole bunch of countries down one at a time, almost like dominoes. You start here, weaken that one, get that one fighting that one, then you support one of them or the other, and then you weaken the mightier one. Then the one you've helped to weaken them and you've armed becomes a problem, then you're going to take them down with another one. That's standard procedure. Britain was famous for it. It was called balance of power. Always finance the smaller guy and overthrow the bigger guy, then the bigger guy is no threat to you, you see. He's no threat to you at all. He's conquered. All those strategies. But Brzezinski and Kissinger, these strange guys, and they are strange guys, there's no doubt about it. When I was small, watching Kissinger on television, he struck me almost as some sort of ominous type, like a very dark person. Very, very dark, to see where his mind was at. Because he was dealing with things like killing masses of people as a matter of course in his career. That's what to do in order to achieve long-range objectives to which the public are never allowed into. Because, as I say, at the top, above even Kissinger, the realities are universes apart, universes apart. He said, this is Kissinger, he said that the American military, the soldiers and all of the military, and these are his words, he says, they're dumb, stupid animals to be used for foreign policy. And I've said that over the years, that same quote, and it's always struck me as very apt, because you take the average person come out, it's generally the working class that fill up militaries, you see. As I said, in the Tammany riots in New York in the 1800s, you can always hire half the poor to kill the other. But in times, too, of depression, financial depression, they pour in. Other ones want to get a name for themselves. They think they want to be part of the team and be somebody. And that's what the ads for the military are always on about. In every country, you can be someone, be all you can be, buzz, buzz, buzz. And for the first time in their lives, once they put a uniform on, they're suddenly somebody, they're respectable. They get people noticing them in civil life with a uniform on that would never look at them otherwise. And they're treated differently. And they're given the most basic, lowest form of propaganda as to what they're actually involved in. They have no idea, and to most of them, it never even occurs to them that this is only part of a long-term strategy. In other words, they're lied to, completely lied to, as to what they're sent wherever for. In reality, you see, police keepers or peacekeepers who are dressed like the military with rifles and grenades and machine guns are soldiers. I don't care what they call them, peacekeepers, policing, whatever, they're still soldiers. And soldiers are sent off to war. That's their purpose. They always start off in every country, even the US was one of the first, the last really to do this. Because the founding fathers knew by the history of Europe that the military is always turned on its own population. And they debated the problem of having a standing army. Because they knew that the war wasn't over with the Revolutionary War. They knew it would never be over. It would be ongoing. That's one thing you find about the agenda behind all of this. It never gives up. So they debated the standing army, and they got around it eventually afterwards by bringing in, well, we won't really have soldiers, we'll have Marines. So you equate them with ships. That was still the formation of an army, basically, a full-time army. And armies are never told, really, as I say, what they're really fighting about. They're given the basic propaganda. I've seen some of the stuff that the Pentagon, which admits to putting them out to all kinds of newspapers through different names as their write-ups, but they're actually disguised ads for the military, where they talk to Miss So-and-so, who's a corporal, whatever, in the military, who wants to get over there and fight for her country, and all that kind of propaganda nonsense. They have no idea what they're over there for. Really. They're kept in the dark. Most of them, unfortunately, they don't care. Because with young people, especially with young guys, they're not too bright. You're not too bright. You don't know much when you're about 18 or 19. You don't know much at all. You've had no world wisdom. You haven't been knocked on your ass enough times to respect wisdom. In fact, you rebel against it. We've all gone through it. But that's the ideal age to recruit because you're young, you're egotistical, and you want to wear the gear that you've seen through all the movies that you've been brought up with, and you want to go and kill the bad guys. And whoever your government targets is suddenly the bad guy. But you'll never really know the long-term agenda of those who plan these wars. They never tell you the truth. Never, ever. And to me, an invasion is an invasion. I don't care what it's called. When an army leaves the shores to go somewhere else, you have an invasion going on. That's what they do. Don't go into psychopolitics or psycholinguistics, the use of psycholinguistics. We're going to police this country. Nonsense. You don't send a military off to police. They go there to make war. That's what they're for. And it's so interesting. I've always said that as the U.S. finishes off and pays for and polices the last, or you should say invades the last of the countries that they're meant to invade. I said that years ago. They'll be pulling the rugs from underneath the U.S. back home at the same time. That's how they work, these big boys who run the world. Because the U.S. has to be flattened into the very system that it's helped force on other nations. Because the peasant of America, to those at the top, who are internationalists, by the way, completely internationalist, have been all their lives, and their parents before them, they have no allegiance to a country. They have no allegiance to the American peasant, or the British peasant, or the Canadian peasant, or the Chinese peasant. We're all peasantry. Anyone who's profane and in the dark, who laps up the reality at the bottom level from TV and the newspapers, the profane, as they call them, is in the dark, is just a peasant to them. Complete peasant. And the attack, especially in the Western world, Western culture, was mandated as far back as the League of Nations. They'd have to destroy that culture for this internationalist world that they're going to bring in. They didn't want a culture and a people who were too strong, who could stick together and go off and fight for righteous things if required, at least defend their own countries. That had to be done away with too by deculturalization. And we've had a massive process of deculturalization going on as a new type of culture emerged. I quoted before Mazzini and different people in the communist sectors who said that in order to rule the people, we must destroy their cultures. Well, guess what? We've all lived through the destruction of it. Your parents did too. They didn't know it. Look, there's hardly anything left of the family unit. In fact, most of the planks of the Communist Manifesto have been attained. The rest of it you're going to see shortly. In fact, you're hearing about. They just simply use different wording. It's the same thing. If it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck. And that's a collectivist system that the Club of Rome and the Royal Institute of International Affairs said they'd bring in. It's a nice name for a sort of communistic bureaucracy with NGOs being the new Soviet obedient to their foundation leaders. Back after this break.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Today.
What, we're cutting through the matrix. Just discussing how everyone's conned in this world. And to understand that, you must understand the different levels and layers of reality that different factions or classes of society have been given. This, again, was well understood in the 1800s by the Marxists, because they looked at all of society, and they initially wanted to bring societies down and make things as bad as possible to get people to rebel. They even told their members not to help those who were begging on the street, make it as bad as possible, as worse as possible, as miserable as possible, in order to get people to rebel and revolt. But then they had a different tactic eventually decided on for the West, because they realized that there's still enough work to go around, especially after World War One came along, then two, and they changed their tactics on how to get the people changing. And they used some of their famous leaders' writings when they studied society and how reality was formed by those who ruled. The idea being they'd bring in, they get the people to overthrow the system or infiltrate gradually the Fabian technique, which has been very successful. All the guys pretty well across the Commonwealth of Britain now, that's Australia, New Zealand, Canada, elsewhere, are all Fabianists. They belong to the Fabian Society. And they basically knew that once they were in power, they'd give the public a new reality based on the same technique that the old rulers had used to keep people in a reality. In other words, they become dominant at the top. The they get us used to having a scientific elite dictating to the public and guiding their lives and managing all of their lives. And after a generation, it would all become quite normal. And the past would be erased and forgotten. But it had to destroy the family unit. So since the 60s onwards, especially since the 60s onwards, a full-out attack was made to destroy the family unit. And it's been incredibly successful. You'll hardly see a functioning family, really, I mean, functional family today. You'll hardly see one. There's very few around now. Because everyone is bombarded with messages, from mainly from through the fiction that they watch every day. And the novels they read. I've talked about America's cultural Cold War, how the CIA ran the culture industry along with the Bernays and all these boys. Well, they never gave it up, you see. They still promote the next part and the next part and the next part of the culture. And the fashions, as Plato said, the fashion works together with the stage play, which now is now the movie, the drama, and through emotional stories, the imprint ideas and ways of behaving into your mind, including music. Music was very, very powerful, even in Plato's day, especially on the minds of the youth. That's what he talked about. So getting back to the present time, we're at the end of really a long-term war, and most folk are oblivious to it, what's actually been even happening. They still think of communism or collectivism as a bunch of guys with pitchforks, that the big fable that they give you, or Lady Liberty in the French paintings, storming the Bastille with all these little peasants around her. But they never go into the fact that every single rebellion and revolution took an incredible amount of planning, coordination, and high, high financing, run by the intelligentsia, not by the guys down there doing the fighting. And nothing has ever changed. And not only were there, you have a cultural war going on, and believe you me, the CIA was not there to protect the U.S. It was there to alter the U.S. on behalf of the elites that they see as their masters, not the American people, to fit into this global system. And yes, we're under attack not just through culture, not just through all the so-called lefties being heavily funded through the non-governmental organizations by the big foundations, the parallel governments, the so-called philanthropists. But they're also attacking you through food and denaturalizing that until there's hardly anything left in it that's of any substance to you. Altering so much that so many people now have diabetes, and with all the oils that they're using now too, they can't really work them out of their body. They end up in fat, which cannot be reabsorbed by the body, broken down. And we see the effects of it everywhere. As at the same time, they bring you down financially with their quantitative easing or inflation. As you pay for the wars that are going on right now, and supply the men and troops and everything else for your tax money, and plus you only now in December pay billions and billions, maybe trillions of dollars through carbon taxes to supposedly, it will never get there, to supposedly third world countries. It has to pass through the hands of Gore first and the banking boys and the Rothschild group of banking boys who are taking charge of all these carbon credits with a bank in Switzerland, before it gets any, something get trickled down to somebody somewhere, but it won't be to any guy in a village in Africa. It's a new way to rule the world. And when they're in charge of everything that you need to live, food, energy, everything, you're in big trouble. They call that interdependence. It means you're totally dependent on your masses for those things to live. Essentials. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. It's astonishing how quickly even recent history can be eradicated. More so now that everything's going up on internet and e-books and all the rest of it. I quoted the Club of Rome quite a few times with their first global revolution, and apparently there's a book up there, and the valid pages are missing. There's about 30 pages missing. They didn't even bother to sort of fill them in to make it look like they're discontinuous. They just aren't there. But that's how easy it is to alter reality for those who can't read books anymore, paper books. But getting back to the cultural wars, it's been going on until we're at the base level, in fact. And, of course, it was designed to come to here, and that's why for 20-odd years, 25 years, they've been building up internal armies to deal with the problems, because the elite, you see, don't plan to have us all around for too much longer. Not too much longer. We're supposed to go through the transition phase where we're to get crammed into the already overloaded cities. As we go down the hill and die off up to the year 2050, and that's supposed to be helped along by Agenda 21 from the United Nations. This unelected body, this private corporation, that people don't even, they accept as being somehow normal in their lives, like gravity. They have no idea that it's a private corporation that's always shouting about democracy, while no one has ever had the vote to put anybody in there, and we'll never see it either. They're dictatorial, and they have an agenda, and they appear to be communistic, but then again, Carl Quigley said The Royal Institute of International Affairs dash Council on Foreign Relations are often mistaken for communists because of the same agenda. They want the world to be run along collectivist, socialist, Soviet-type lines. They thought that was very efficient. And meanwhile, as I say, it's mainly the U.S. that pays for it all. Massive debt. They'll never pay the debts off. Never mind the last crash. It cannot be done. It's not intended to be done. It's only intended to keep using this money system until it's over. Then you get credits issued by government to you. That's what Bertrand Russell said. And you can't save up your credit, so you'll all be equally poor, because it'll start at the same rate every week. Can't save them up. And you will have no private property. That's another thing that they all agree with, all of these boys. And no private transportation, because in totalitarian regimes, they don't like you to travel. In fact, you'll eventually have ID cards very shortly that'll actually restrict you into your local area, maybe to your work and back in that area. The collectivist system. But meanwhile, they keep supplying the troops. And every year, there's another bunch turn 17 or 18, and they're into the military, as naive as the last bunch, learning to say all the right things. I want to go and fight for my country and bring good to the world and all that nonsense. All that nonsense. They're disposable. Remember, I said Kissinger said this. He says the military are dumb, stupid animals to be used for foreign policy. And from his position, he means it. And I see his logic, because they aren't told any truth at all on anything. To Kissinger, they would understand the truth. It's too complex for them to understand long-term geopolitics and big business and oil and economics and all of that stuff. So they're told the usual stuff. They're all fighting for their country. And that's good enough for them at that age. Meanwhile, on USA Today, here's what they've done. In this war on America and the Western world, knowingly, with their GM food and all the rest of it, it says here, this is November the 4th, 2009, Pentagon says a third of the U.S. youth are too fat and sickly to serve. More than a third of American youth of military age are unfit for service, mainly because they're too fat or sickly, the Army Times reports, quoting the latest Pentagon figures. Most of the rest are too dumb or have used too many drugs to qualify, the study shows. The report says 35% of the 31 million Americans aged 17 to 24 are unqualified because of physical and medical issues. What's happened since the 1950s, speeding up from the 1970s and 80s? Massive inoculations, all immune problems. The food supply has been utterly changed and managed, processed foods. Demineralization of all the soil. But they keep growing the same stuff over and over again and just shove chemicals on top. Massive pesticides. And GMO food with, again, even more massive pesticides. And all these different oils and sugars, which they cannot handle, and the body's not meant for it. It's not meant for, your body's meant to break down animal fat, not margarine. And they know this too. He goes on to say here, the major component of this is obesity, said Kurt Gilroy, the Pentagon's director of Accessions, tells the Times. We have an obesity crisis in the country. There's no question about it. He also said young people, by and large, can't do push-ups, and they can't do pull-ups, Gilroy says, and they cannot run. Times says the Pentagon gets its data from the Centers for Disease Control, control diseases, you see, which has found that the percentage of youth 18 to 34 who are considered obese has jumped from 6% in 1987 to 23% now. That's when they really altered the food big time. From 6% in 87 to 23% now. And it's not, don't think they're getting greedier. Don't think that for a minute. It's the stuff, all the food has been altered. You use food as a weapon to take people down. I hope you understand that. They've had biochemists working on these things to destroy other countries. Do you think they wouldn't use it on your own? And obesity was one of them, the failure to absorb and work with these oils and sugars loaded with pesticides, GMO. Do you think they got hundreds of different animal, insect, and vegetable genes, put them together to make a bigger potato, put together by guys in the biowarfare industry to make a better potato because they want to please you? I don't think so. So here's the Pentagon's breakdown of ineligible population according to the Times. Medical-physical problems, 35%. 35%. Illegal drug use, 18%. Mental category 5, the lowest 10% of the population, 9%. Everybody's IQ is dropping. I think this is a normal phenomenon. Too many dependents under the age of 18, 6%. Criminal record, 5%. So medical and physical problems is 35, the highest percent. It says here that Education Secretary Anne Duncan and a group of retired military officers will issue a report on Thursday warning that the situation is so dire it amounts to a threat to national security. The study will show that when all factors are considered, 75% of military-age youth are not eligible to serve. That means 75% have been attacked and put out of action. That's another way. You must always look at other ways of looking at the same thing. You see, we've been taught from school onwards to have linear thinking. A wild animal does not have linear thinking. So-called primitive peoples do not have linear thinking. They look at things from many angles, not just this goes to here, leads me to here, leads me to here. That's called programming. You've got programmed thinking. You have been you've been made into the so-called Masonic ashlar. You've been squared. You should be round and roll like a stone. A rolling stone is natural, gathers no moss. But everyone's been brought up in a scientifically constructed reality of perfect indoctrination. Well understood in certain quarters. Well understood. There's nothing in the planet been so studied as we have. Now, I also read about another part of the warfare program many times, actually, and pretty recently as well from the United Nations, how they're really ramping ahead to get the children into becoming obsessed in pre-pubertal sex. That's the idea. See, that's the real intention of getting them obsessed and sticking this in their heads at such a young age. They call it sex education. It's not really sex education. It's the installation and the imprinting in their minds and the formation of obsessive behavior, which will continue throughout their lives, by the way, to do with sex. These are techniques which can be instilled very easily in the sciences. They understand this. And they want them all, of course, like Bertrand Russell wanted them too, and he tried it in his experimental schools that were authorized by the British Crown to promote pre-pubertal sex, encouraged it amongst the students to see what would happen, with the hope that it would stop bonding with a particular mate down the road. The more partners they would have, the less chance they could have a relationship with one. And the less chance there would be also to have children. And if you think that UNICEF and the United Nations is not, they're right at the top of this whole program. This is from The Telegraph. Parents lose right over sex education. Sex education will be compulsory in all schools, it was announced today, as thousands of parents lose the right to opt their children out of lessons. And it says, this is from 5th of November. Pupils in England, this is all over the world because it came from the United Nations. So if it hasn't hit your country yet, it's going to shortly, or it's already been introduced and you don't know it yet. Pupils in England will be given classes in sex and relationships from the age of 5 under government plans to cut teenage pregnancies. It's amazing. They push you with a sex culture. You can't look anywhere. What do they have out for their children? You're little teeny boppers dancing to much music. That's nothing but sex. Nothing but sex. And you'll see little toddlers gyrate trying to copy the dancers. Doesn't anybody think out there? You think that's all just entertainment? Really? No, it's not. It's an agenda. If, as Mazzini says, we want to rule the people, we must destroy their culture. It's that simple. It's that simple. And it's nothing to do with just cutting teenage pregnancies. The reason they get pregnant is because they're obsessed with sex before they're even have puberty coming in. Once it comes in, it's bang, gone, that's it. Children will learn about parts of the body, the facts of life, and puberty in primary school, starting at 5. They're actually going to bring it into kindergarten. At secondary school, they were taught about pregnancy, contraception, HIV, and homosexual relationships. It was disclosed. In other words, you know, they're getting all the different alternatives. In fact, some are getting pulled in already. I've got this from a few that have emailed me, and they're either teachers or their counselors at school will ask them if they've ever tried homosexual relationships. And if they say no, they'll say, well, maybe you're inhibited. Have you ever wondered if you're inhibited? How would you know unless you've tried it? This has been taught for years in school, and the parents generally are totally ignorant of what's going on. And this is directed from a very top organization, well-financed, through the foundations, and through your tax money called United Nations. It's meant to bring in a totally different world than anything that you can remember or even perceive of coming. Very different world. It says all mothers and fathers will be able to keep children out on moral and religious grounds, but will lose the right of withdrawal when they return 15. The ruling will affect 600,000 pupils a year. The controversial move is designed to ensure pupils get at least 12 months of sex education before finishing compulsory schooling. But parents' groups said the decision risked infringing parents' rights and claimed the government was attempting to legislate in family life. Well, of course they are. What do you think this is? But they already have, because technically, Children's Aid has more rights over their children than you do. I often wonder if people really are conscious at all at times. I really do. And they're not really. How gradualism, planned gradualism, Fabian style, bringing down of the culture, all aimed at destroying the family unit, which the United Nations has stated, Albert Pike stated as well. And the communist movement stated as well, the destroying of the family unit, destruction. Bertrand Russell, Lord Bertrand Russell, said the same thing. They've destroyed the family unit. They used to think they'd have to take them away from their parents at birth, but Russell found out with experimentation that through scientific indoctrination, if they can get them at the age of 2 in kindergarten, means that whatever input of moral culture the parents tried to pass on to the children would be null and void. It would just be ignored by the child. They wouldn't even hear it. They did all the new culture from their teachers. It says here, faith schools will also be forced to teach all aspects of the new style curriculum, including same-sex relationships, contraception, and abortion, although ministers insisted they could stage lessons within the tenets of their faith. How can you compromise on that? You either have your faith in your tenants or you don't. Oh, God, here's this character again. He's well named for it, so it's such a joke. Ed Balls, the school secretary for the whole UK, said, you can teach the promotion of marriage, you can teach that you shouldn't have sex outside of marriage. What you can't do is deny young people information about contraception outside of marriage. And believe me, that's the part that's all getting pushed. It says, the same arises in homosexuality. Some faiths have a view about what, in religious terms, is right and wrong. What they can't do, though is not teach the importance of tolerance. 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 Being compromised. Being rolling over. Back with more after this break.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. There's also an article. I'll put these links up on my site at the end of the show, remember. This next one is from the Mail Online. I won't read it. I'll just mention that it tells you about how the parents are to be fined if they take their children out of the sex lessons. So there's government that's there to serve you, blackmailing you by threats, because they don't want your morality, if you have any, taught to the child. And remember, I need your donations, I'll plug this right now, to keep me going, because it's the same handful of people that's kept me going all this time. I need your donations. It's up to you if you want to keep this going. and have an alternative look at life and the future and what's planned and the information of those behind it. It's up to you to keep me going. Now we'll go to the phones, and there's Andrea from New York there. Are you there, Andrea?
Hi, Alan.
Yes.
I was recently reading something about Jean-Paul Sartre, and he had a falling out with Albert Camus because of he was a communist sympathizer,
mm-hmm.
and that he denied the purgings of Stalin, and that he was involved in this tribunal, war crimes tribunal, with Bertrand Russell about Vietnam and the U.S. I was just wondering what you think of him.
Of which one, Sartre?
Sartre.
They play games, these guys, at the top. They even stage oppositions to each other along the way. And so you've got to really look behind it and what their final philosophies actually were. And to me, communism is communism. The only difference that some of them had was that either the Trotskyite system or the Stalinist system. That really was where the differences came with some of them. Most communists today are Trotskyite. The UK and MI6 and the CIA employed lots of the Trotskyite ones. They were for perpetual revolution, incessant revolution to take the whole world over, whereas Stalin kind of dug his heels in once he got the basic Soviet Union together, and he was going to take it much slower. But I've seen arguments before between the different leaders of different, slightly different doctrines, literally stage shows for the public, and I've done this along the road. So you can't really, you'll never really get the whole story on anything except what you glean for yourself, you know.
Mm. Well, what about, existentialism? I don't know very much about existentialism, really. Somebody was talking about it recently to me, and the idea of just meaninglessness and, atheism, and I thought of Sartre and that, and, and his sympathies for, with communism.
Yeah.
The New World Order, and, it's really a new secular order, right? It's
technically, in a sense, it is. It's for those nearer the upper management level, but not the bosses, they're humanists and existentialists. Now, when you go into the humanist websites, and you should look into them, they give you the tenets of their beliefs. So they do have beliefs like a religion, but they're also falling right in with the Communist Manifesto or Communist Agenda, where the intelligentsia have the right to manage all the lesser peoples beneath them. That's what they all agree on. All of them agree with that. But they do have a religion at the top, above even the humanists. And maybe sometime I'll go into that and explain it to this whole deep, deep subject. But thanks for calling, Andrea.
Thank you.
And as I say, it's up to you to keep me going. You can donate through PayPal or check. It's up to you. Look into the website cuttingthroughmatrix.com. From Hamish, myself, in Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent internet